It's WHYY's Morning Edition at 7:45. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. This weekend, the largest collegiate rugby sevens championship in the States returns to Chester, Pennsylvania, just down the highway on I-95 from Philadelphia. It'll be played out at Talon Energy Stadium, which used to be called PPL Park. The tournament will build momentum for the debut of rugby sevens in the Olympics this summer in Brazil. Larry Needle is executive director of PHL Sports. His organization brings major sporting events and conventions to the region on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. I met up with Larry at Citizens Bank Park this week. He was there for a meeting. We spoke about the area's enthusiasm and suitability for this big event and others.
The Collegiate Rugby Championships is a fantastic event, and it's really one that we frankly didn't know a lot about 10 years ago. Along with an event out in Las Vegas. It's really the big U.S. rugby event that happens every year. So, yeah, we're very excited that Philadelphia is on the forefront of that emerging sport.
My understanding is rugby sevens features seven players per team. They play on a same size field as the 15-player teams. How is this more exciting? What is the result?
Yeah, the sevens is incredibly exciting. It happens so quickly. The games literally take 15 minutes. Just constant change of teams and action. And that's why, as you can imagine, it's really taken off, I think, and been so successful.
Well, this year in particular, with the Olympics coming up and the rugby sevens being in the Olympics for the first time, I guess we get a little bit of a preview, a snapshot of some of the players who may even make the U.S. team.
Yeah, that's right. We will definitely have some Olympians in the stadium this weekend. And that level of play we see, even though in many colleges it's a club sport, it's not even necessarily a varsity sport, but that level of play is tremendous. And you can see the U.S. continues to improve dramatically each year and is now able to compete on an international level. So we'll see a lot of those athletes in town this weekend.
Give us a sense of what it takes to bring an event like this to the Philadelphia region. What does Larry Needle have to do to make that happen?
You know, our main job at PHL Sports is really to be a facilitator. So we are working with all of our local stakeholders, whether that's the area universities, the professional teams, the venues, and other sports leaders, to find what's the next big thing. And then to work hand in hand to go after those events and then to support them to make sure that they can come off and be successful, both financially and otherwise. We're really there to be kind of that mechanism and link to the city to ultimately bring lots of folks into the city and then have them come back again and again.
Was it hard to position Philadelphia as a rugby-loving, supportive town?
You know, I think it just became a natural evolution. There's already a niche group of rugby lovers out there, bigger than you would think. One of the great things that Philadelphia offers for rugby and other events is our geography in the heart of the Northeast really just lends itself so that you're going to have fans coming from up and down the East Coast to whatever that event may be.
My understanding is all of the matches, I think there are 60 of them, take place in Chester, home of the Philadelphia Union. How does Philadelphia benefit from an event held down I-95 a few miles from us?
You have many of these fans that are staying either in the city or in the surrounding suburbs. Certainly, the television exposure is tremendous. We have several hours on NBC and NBC Sports over the weekend, and that's great, and certainly they're promoting Philadelphia as a whole. Really, what's good for the region is good for the city and vice versa.
What are you eyeing?
We are always looking at the next big thing, and I must say that we have a little bit of a protocol / superstition about really not putting anything out there. We don't want to raise expectations and not be able to deliver for folks. But, you know, it's always looking at, is it another NCAA championship? And that bid cycle is actually up this year for the next few years, whether it's All-Star Games, whether it's Olympic trials.
The Olympics, we've tried our hand at bringing that our way.
Yeah, we have looked at the Olympics, and I still think that down the road, that could be a great fit for Philadelphia for different reasons. This past cycle, there was a decision made at very high levels, kind of the civic leaders that decided the time just wasn't right, partly because the papal visit was upcoming, the DNC was upcoming, and I think that was definitely the right decision. But I would say that Philadelphia is one of a handful of U.S. cities that could do a spectacular job and could really be a great fit as an Olympic host city. But it's a tremendous undertaking. The time needs to be right. The corporate community would need to step up in a huge way. Kind of everything would need to fall into place. And we'll see if that happens in the next few years. But we think it could be a real possibility.
Larry Needle, Executive Director of PHL Sports. We spoke at Citizens Bank Park earlier this week.